And with that, welcome back to the program, Dr. Bob.
Hello, everybody out there in radio land. We're very, very fortunate and honored to have Ben Philipson with us, who is calling us from Israel. And it's probably in the middle of the night there. But Ben has been nice enough to stay up and talk to us about a therapy that I'm doing with patients called Pulsed Electromagnetic Field Therapy, or PEFMT for short. And Ben, are you there?
Yes, I'm there, Dr. Sklosky. How are you?
Fine. Ben, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us.
No problem, with pleasure. Although it's past midnight in Israel at the moment, it's really nice to have been invited to your program, and I'm looking forward.
Me too. Can you tell the folks that are listening, because pulsed electromagnetic field therapy is not very well known in this country, and could you please tell people a little bit about what it is, what it does, and how you got involved with it?
Okay. Would you like me to go to address also a little bit about the physics behind it?
I would keep the physics to a minimum, because it's for the general audience, and they would like to probably know how can it benefit them. But I'd like to give them a little background about how it came to be and how you got involved and how it helps people.
Right. Okay. Pulsed electromagnetic field therapy is not comparable with magnetic field therapy, as is known by applying static magnets, insoles, or magnets which are being placed on all parts of the body to reduce pain. Because in order to become effective, static magnets have to be moved in order to generate, to create an electrical field. Pulsed electromagnetic field therapy is actually inducing into the body, deep into the body, a magnetic field through pulsing of electrical currents in coils, which are transmitted inside the body and causing all kinds of beneficial effects in the body. By applying this technology, we see big beneficial effects for pain therapy. For instance, fatigue is enormous beneficial. Treatment for fibromyalgia,
right?
Arthritis, carpal tunnel syndrome. Those are the main fields of application of this technology.
Ben, is this a new thing or has it been around for a while?
It has been around for quite a while. Originally, it was invented by a German doctor who himself suffered from a specific disease. In this case, it was cancer. And he had a theory that pulsed magnetic fields could help him very much. And indeed, he survived with the help of his own treatments another 15 years. But at the same time, he induced this technology throughout Western Europe. And as I'm originating from Holland before I immigrated to Israel 20 years ago, I was fortunate enough to meet with this doctor and introducing this new technology to doctors, neuropaths, homeotherapists, all kind of Western doctors open for, as at that time it was called, alternative therapies.
Now, as I understand it, orthopedic surgeons use this therapy for fractures. Isn't that true?
Yeah, that's correct. This technology is also being used, let's say, over the last 10 years for promoting healing of fractures which are having problems of to unite. And if after a prolonged period there is no spontaneous union of a fracture, this technology can be applied very well in order to create new bone inside the fracture, and this way healing the fracture.
And so it's being used in the United States. Is that correct?
Yes, it's widely used in the United States for this application specifically, but pulsed electromagnetic fields are generally used throughout the United States. But the general use is more for well-being, and the application which Dr. Bob Sklovsky describes is specifically, he used this technology in his clinic as well, mm-hmm. being the reason why I was invited here.
Right. I have researched this. I have been using this myself for about 3/4 of a year or close to that. I myself am, thank God I'm well, but I know that after I work in the garden, Ben, because we do a lot of gardening in the Northwest, I have aches and pains. And this has helped me tremendously to get over aches and pains from gardening. And also after a very, very hard day at the office, so to speak, if I'm tired and before I drive home, I do a treatment. And I had to have a patient that's probably going to call in this afternoon. And she told me that she feels generally relaxed, energetic, alert, but yet very peaceful inside. And that's basically how I feel. And it takes the pain away. How does that happen, Ben?
Okay, a lot of pain, specifically back pain. And I guess that you target this pain while you mentioned working in the garden. Is actually with older, we all have a little bit of our bones which are more porous. If it's extreme, we have osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. And this causes nerve ends which are in our spine, in between the vertebrae and inside the vertebrae, to be exposed. Now, these nerve ends are very sensitive for all kinds of external triggers, or when they are being touched, or when they are being aggravated by overly doing bending over, for instance, and by the pulsed electromagnetic field influence on the bones, there is a layer or the calcium, actually, which is in our bloodstream, is being laid down over these nerve ends and decreases the pain trigger dramatically. Actually, in elderly patients, in elderly people, you don't need to be a patient, elderly people, we often see that they have a lot of back pain, specifically low back pain. And this could be very well be one of the signs of a beginning of osteoporosis, or even already in more advanced stages of osteoporosis. And this is where pulsed electromagnetic field therapy comes in very, very strongly, because its ability to treat osteoporosis, and often being able to reverse the effect and actually being able to add more bone to the bones themselves.
I like what you said in the literature, and I've read in the scientific literature that people, as they age, may have micro fractures that may not even be seen in diagnostic imaging. And because pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, or PEMFT, helps to lay down bone and reverse osteoporosis, it helps to fill in, so to speak, small micro fractures, which could also be involved in the pain syndrome process. Is that not correct, Ben?
That's 100% correct. There are there have been done clinical studies, for instance, at the university in Graz in Austria, where they have shown an increase in bone density in for a lot of patients who have been treated with pulsed electromagnetic field. Additional studies have been done also in Honolulu at the Pacific Health Research Institute, and there are a couple of more places which really shows that you can obtain increase in bone density while on or under influence of pulsed electromagnetic field, but they should be sufficiently strong in order to be able to completely penetrate inside the bone.
Mm-hmm.
One of the interesting things is that There were two scientists in Japan who actually discovered, and that's a couple of decades ago already, that when you take a turkey bone and you bend it over and you measure from side to side on this bone the electrical activity inside this bone, that there is a clear movement of electrons inside the bone. This is called a piezoelectric effect. We know this effect, for instance, also from our alarm clock. When we hear the beep, 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 there are pulses of electricity from the battery given on both sides to a crystal, causing a piezoelectric effect inside the crystal. The crystal starts vibrating at a certain frequency, which we can hear in our ear with our ears.
Oh, I see what now, you guess. Yes, the hearing process.
Right. And due to the fact that the movement of this crystal changes actually the air, it creates a tone. And the same can be done by the other way around. If we are inducing inside the bone pulsed magnetic fields, the magnetic field inside the bone is being changed into electrical activity. And the electrical activity inside the bone is this piezoelectric effect, is actually causing the transport of the building blocks of the ions inside the bone and creating the positive effects.
This is one thing that really, really intrigued me about when I've been studying this therapy for almost a year now. And what I want to bring out to people who don't know science very well is that this, from what I understand, this technique helps to increase the efficiency of the cell. It helps to increase the balance or the equilibrium, or if you want to use the word homeostasis of the cell by increasing oxygen uptake into the cell and by increasing the ability to excrete the waste products and thus creating more energy in the cell and creating a much more better environment for the cells to live. Is that not correct, Ben?
That's absolutely correct. And I even would like to call it detoxification.
Yes.
You take the toxic waste materials are being removed from the cells and automatically expelled out of the body the natural way, either through the liver or through the kidneys. And in this way, we see cleaning out of the body of patients under the influence of pulsed electromagnetic field therapy. Even patients who have over many years a lot of waste materials in their body are able to get rid of most of them and create a more healthy environment inside the cells.
Has this been studied scientifically, Ben?
Yes. There are scientists also in the United States who have written articles on the subject. Also in England, I recall a scientist who has written an article about this, and this effect which you are able to create inside the cells is not only for the cells, because by applying electromagnetic fields and pulsing electromagnetic fields, you actually dilate the blood vessels, the capillaries, directly under the skin, say the more at the surface.
They dilate,
They dilate, which increase the bloodstream in these capillaries, in these small blood vessels. And due to the fact that they are increased and increase the bloodstream, you get a better oxygenation inside the cells and inside or around the areas where these blood vessels are located.
So it would help circulation.
It does help circulation, very much so. We have people with varicose veins, for instance, who are being helped with this technology, reducing pain, increasing the backward bloodstream from the legs.
So would it help lymphatic circulation as well?
I didn't hear your question.
Would it help? Yes. Would it help lymphatic circulation? Lymph.
As far as I know, there are no specific studies done, and there are well-known other technologies like application of pressure.
Right. Okay. The next thing
we got to take a break.
We'll take a break, and then we'll come right back with Ben Phillipson. Can you stay on the line, Ben?
Sure.
No problem. Ben Phillipson, live from Israel.
Dr. Bob practices. You can get 38. We're talking about a very fascinating subject that's absolutely brand new to me, and I think to a lot of people, pulsed electromagnetic field therapy. And we're talking with a true expert in it, Ben Phillipson, live from Israel.
Ben, thank you very much again for being on the show with us today.
Sure, no problem.
I want to ask you, is the treatment safe?
The treatments, one of the beauties of it, are completely safe. It's a so-called non-thermal treatment, meaning that there is no increase in bodily heat while being treated. There are no contraindications except for pregnancy. Nobody wants to take a risk over there. Cancer is contraindicated. And, of course, somebody who has an active implant, like a pacemaker or an implantable defibrillator, should not be exposed to this kind of therapy. One of the beauties is also that you don't need to disrobe. You can keep your clothes on while being treated.
Right.
It's non-invasive. That's actually what I wanted to say, meaning there is no penetration, whatever, like acupuncture needles or electrodes, which has been put on the body. The person simply lays flat on a mattress or pad, which does the treatment.
Right. One of my patients wants to talk to us that already has felt the goodness of this, so I'm going to bring her on very briefly. Nancy?
Yes.
Hi. You're on with myself and our audience and Ben Phillipson from Israel. So Nancy's one of my patients. So tell Ben and everyone again what you told me at the front when I saw you, and you look so good. And what did you say?
I felt terrific. I had gone from a pain level of 2, probably up to an 8, meaning much, much improvement. I can't explain it to you other than to tell you that it was a great pain reliever. The energy level increased. I felt very, very good.
And you had fibromyalgia for many, many years?
I was first diagnosed in 1994, and the following year I was diagnosed with the chronic fatigue syndrome.
I remember what you said to me. Your actually words were, "I feel wonderful."
Yes, I did, and I do feel wonderful. I do. It's wonderful treatment. I can't say enough about it.
Hi, Nancy. This is Ben speaking from Israel.
Yes. How are you, Ben?
Good. Great. I'm so happy to hear live from people themselves the benefits they have from these kind of treatments.
Because I hope many more people can take advantage of it, because I certainly have benefited, and I know that there are others out there that could benefit from the same treatment.
I'm 100% sure about it, and I'm very glad that you stepped forward, because most of the patients are not that open about their suffering and getting rid of their suffering or improving very much. So I'm highly appreciating that you called in today.
Well, yeah. You're very, very welcome, and thank you, Dr. Bob.
Thanks, Nancy. I appreciate your calling in and giving us your testimonial.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's really great, because if you could see her before and after, she looks so much better, and she looks so peaceful, which is how come, Ben, that even for myself, if you have a lot of things going on, you can get on this, and it's really, really good for stress reduction besides taking the pain out. She was in pain many, many years, and to say that she even had less pain is a blessing. It's just a tremendous thing for people suffering from pain.
Right. And as you said it yourself, one of the side effects, if you may call it, from a PEMF technology is a reduction in stress and being much more relaxed. There are quite a few people who have a system, even a home system, who use it before they go to sleep because they have sleep disturbances and they feel or they fall asleep during the treatment, which is not a problem even because the device switches itself off. And they have a very good night's sleep after many, many years of sleeplessness. And they wake up the next morning fresh and ready to go for work again.
I know. It's an amazing thing. It must. I don't know if there's studies on how it affects neurotransmitter levels, but I know it does something because I've experienced this for myself, although I'm a good sleeper to begin with. But the relaxation and the feeling of wellness and feeling strong after a hard day's work or gardening or in my case, athletic activity, because I still train pretty intensely, is just a tremendous thing.
Yeah, the PEMF technology, in order to be effective, I have to say, it must penetrate the complete body.
Right.
And here is where our developments come in as well, because in the past there were these similar systems, if you may call it, on the market, which were operated through a very bulky coil, where the patient had to crawl inside in order to be treated locally where the coil actually had the effect. And we were able to solve a lot of problems with hardware and software, because there is built-in computer as well inside this device, which was able to generate high-energy pulse electromagnetic fields with a very fast speed of induction, it's called, which means that the field is being built up, the pulse is being built up very, very fast over time. And this is one of the effects necessities in order to penetrate completely the body. And you don't need to crawl into such a bulking coil because
no.
The full body mattress, well, you know it yourself, you can just lay on it like you lay on your bed or the couch at home.
Right.
And the pulse fields penetrate the body completely.
It's a tremendous thing. It's just a tremendous thing. Now, I know that you're working with a hospital in Israel.
Yeah, right. We have a good cooperation with one of the leading university-affiliated hospitals here in Israel who have a lot of experience in all kinds of different treatment modalities, and one of them is pulse electromagnetic field therapy. And they tested all kinds of different low-energy devices, which they found anywhere from China, whatever they were manufactured. And then they discovered that we were developing a system. So they contacted us, and we worked together to developing protocols and programs for optimization for specific diseases, the best used frequencies and intensities. One of the things also I would like to mention is that, for instance, again, in order to avoid any confusion with magnets, standard magnets, you can actually, which you can feel the field very, very close to the magnet, but not if you go an inch or 2 inches away. You cannot detect even these magnet fields anymore. And with our systems, you can feel the pulsing, the actual pulsing, if you lay down on the mattress or on the coil,
right,
a flat coil, and the other side of the body, you can still feel the pulses going completely through the body.
I know, because I've experienced that myself.
Here you go. So this is the proof that it completely penetrates the body, and which is one of the main reasons for its. Then for the beneficial effects you are able to obtain with
now, Ben, is that why it helps things also in the head, meaning it helps headaches and migraines?
The migraine effect of the good effect of the migraine is, you may also call a side effect, but it has turned out to be a very, very beneficial effect of treatment by pulse electromagnetic fields. Of course, the field strength here, or the level of energy, should be lower because you don't need so much energy when you treat the head.
Mm-hmm.
And we also see it as a side effect, again, when you treat the complete body. Sometimes we get patients who call in, I'm being treated for backache, but I know... Yeah, but I know that my headache has gone away.
I know. It's true. It's true. And also, I read that there's studies on different types of arthritis, even rheumatoid arthritis, it helps.
Yes, that definitely is true, and that's very much related also to the circulation, the improvement of the circulation at site where you are treating the patient. If you have chronic diseases or chronic arthritis, it will, of course, take more sessions in order to achieve the positive effects or to notice the effects. But you almost always, after a couple of sessions, you start feeling the beneficial effects of the electromagnetic field.
Yeah, we got to take another break
here. Okay, we'll take a break and we'll be back.
Our special guest today, live and direct from Israel, Ben Phillipson, who's the CEO of the Curatronic Corporation that makes this pulsed electromagnetic field therapy machine. Would you call it a machine or a device?
Yeah, you may call it whatever you want. I call it a device.
Okay.
Ben, I wanted to ask you a question. There are so many people that are tired, that are suffering with chronic fatigue. How does this therapy help them and help them so quickly with tiredness and fatigue?
That's one of the things. By increasing the oxygenation, you will actually put extra energy inside the body because the energy is distributed throughout the body by oxygen to the cells. And when you are able to get more oxygen to the cells, they become livelier. So you decrease the fatigue and you increase the activity. One of the examples I would like to give, the marathon runner who ended up second place at the Olympics in Sydney in Australia, she purchased one of our systems, one of the Curatron systems, a couple of months before the marathon, and she used it up to the last moment. She took it even with her to Australia, which actually contributed substantially to her abilities to have more energy in her body. And it's quite a run, 42 kilometers, which is around 25 miles, something like that. Mm-hmm.
That's such a tremendous thing, because just to help people with getting pain out of the body and to increase the energy, I mean, that's such a blessing in its own right, let alone all the other wonderful things that this does.
Definitely. It's one of the things why it makes this technology work so well with our devices, which you own a couple of them, is the changing of the pulsing frequency of the electromagnetic field. We call it pulsing electromagnetic field. It doesn't mean that it pulses the whole time at the same interval with the same frequency, but it changes the whole time after a couple of minutes each time the frequency in order to avoid so-called adaptation of the body to the pulsing frequency.
Right.
And this is one of the secrets of the very efficient and effectively working of the Curatron system.
Well, I had a question to go into the nuts and bolts of what happens when someone comes into the office, and basically they come in, they become a patient, and they just, like you said, they lie down on, once I find out what I'm going to do with them, they lie down on the table, they're fully clothed, and basically it just amounts to starting the machine. It's very simple, and they feel, they rest, and by the time they're done, they usually smile like I do.
Yeah, You will even find patients who fall asleep during the therapy.
Yeah, that's
right?
Good. That's good. That's a good thing. And as I've told you earlier, I mean, I've priced this very, very in it's very cost effective and inexpensive, relatively so for people, because I want to keep it that way. I know that that's in your heart as well, and it's definitely in my heart, because I know people are going to have to pay out of pocket for this mostly.
Someone come in just to try this out, or
they have to become a patient. But what we've done is we've made it that if they just want to come in for this therapy, we they can become a patient and just do this therapy. Okay, we have a call.
Okay, we've got Rhonda. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi.
Ah, Rhonda's a patient of mine. Now, you just had a treatment.
Yeah, I just got off the table.
Now, how was that?
Wow. Two in one day.
Is this your first treatment?
It's my second, but I had both today, one this morning and just got off the table for the second.
So you're on with our wonderful audience and Ben Phillipson, who's the CEO of the Curatronic Company. Can you tell us the things that you've experienced so far, what you came in for and what's been helped?
Well, I came in for, kind of chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, thyroid, things like this. And I feel very energized. It's very subtle, but yet you feel very energized. And you're just sitting there, you're laying on the little mat, and suddenly you go, wow.
That's how I felt.
Excellent. That I like to hear.
Well, tell Ben also what you told me about, what was it, you had something wrong with your ankle that got better?
My Achilles tendon has been bothering me for about a year. In fact, I came in the office this morning limping because it hurt. And it doesn't hurt after the first treatment.
Isn't that something? What? It's almost like a miracle.
Yeah, it just really, I've had a lot of pain this year from fibromyalgia, and I feel really wonderful. I feel almost pain-free. It's like I haven't processed it all yet.
I know exactly what you're talking about. From my own aches and pains after gardening or after training hard. And I mean, it's so wonderful to hear it from you. And do you feel this sense of calm inside, the feeling of just feeling good, a sense of well-being?
Yes, it's a feel-good experience.
I know.
It's a definite feel-good experience. It does. It's just very peaceful. It's very calming. It's almost like a spiritual experience.
I know. Ben, do you want to ask Rhonda anything?
I'm very, very impressed that after already the second session, she is so enthusiastic telling about this therapy. But on the other hand, we hear it all the time. So I'm probably...
That's what you told me. That's good. And so is there anything else, Rhonda, that you want to say?
Other than thank you, I mean, this is really, I think, this is working for me. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done a lot of things over the years. I was first diagnosed with fibromyalgia, I think, in 1990. And I've never really had anything like so quickly.
I know.
With pain. I mean, supplements, exercise, you try to do all these things. It just very quickly took the pain. Very quickly.
It took it away.
Uh-huh.
I know. It's just an amazing thing. Well, I'm so happy that you called and that you're feeling better. And also, I want to tell you that she looks so much better. You told me that certain things went away from your face or something?
Yes, I had welts around my left eye, and that is gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's tremendous.
What did you have at your eye? I didn't hear that.
I had some kind of like a rash. I had welts and just various things that I don't feel. And when I got up this morning, my knuckles were swollen, and they're not right now.
Oh, this is major good.
So my hands look completely different than they did when I left this morning.
Yeah, I was going to say your whole face looks better, and you look. And you look good. You look young to begin with, but you look younger and more vibrant, and that is the truth. I'm not just saying it.
I paid him to say that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that you called and were able to share this firsthand experience with our audience and with Ben and myself.
Well, I'm happy to do it. I fully just tell everyone. I really feel very pain-free. I just feel wonderful.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for calling.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
KPDQ-FM.
It's Northwest Showcase on 93.9 KPDQ-FM with my guest, naturopathic physician Dr. Bob Sklofsky today.
Ben, I just want to ask you, children can be treated?
Yes, you can easily treat children. It's very beneficial for them. The only thing is that the energy levels being used for children is somewhat lower.
Right.
Because they have a small body mass, of course.
Right. And the treatment is good for asthma and bronchitis.
Yes, you will have definitely beneficial effects for these diseases as well. If you have, between your listeners, people who are more scientific inclined, they can go to our website, www.curatronic.com, and find a lot of scientific articles and also some testimonials from other patients who have been treated by the system.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a caller, so we'll take a call.
Hi, Monica. Welcome to the program.
Hi there. Yeah, sorry, I joined the program a little late, and I understand you already addressed fibromyalgia a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a couple of family members with that, and I'm just wondering, do you guys have some success stories with fibromyalgia patients?
Yeah, we just had two people on that are patients of mine that have already been helped with this after the second treatment, and we don't say that's going to happen with everyone, but I'm right. Just as amazed as you are, because
okay.
I've never seen anything to help people in all the years that I'm in practice. There are a few other things, but let's just say that it's among the best things that I've ever seen that helps people take pain out of the body so quickly.
Right, right. I'm sure, as you're aware, you know, a lot of fibromyalgia patients feel like there is no alternative.
I know it. That's why I asked Ben to come on, because they feel like there's no hope. I know. I see it all the time, and I'm able to help them with other methods as well. But this in the arsenal is a tremendous advance for myself in clinical practice and to help people more even more quickly, because I like to help people get well as fast as they can, and not to be relying on the drugs and the painkillers, which weaken the body over time. There is stress on the liver and the kidneys.
Right.
And of course, if they have to take it, I'm not saying that they shouldn't take it, but I'm saying that this is a tremendous thing to help alleviate suffering, to serve people and to help people get better more quickly and more safely, because there aren't any side effects that we know of.
Right. So, Dr. Bob, people in the Portland area can get this treatment through you?
Yeah. Ben, is there anything else you want to say about fibromyalgia for this lady that we didn't say or that I didn't mention?
Fibromyalgia turns out to be one of the main indications for our devices. And we get a lot of enthusiastic responses specifically for fibromyalgia and pain therapy, besides the other diseases which are very well treated with the Curatron systems.
That's great.
Great,
yeah.
Great. Well, thank you. I'll pass that on to my family members.
Great, thank you for your call, Monica.
And we've got David joining us from Vancouver. Hello, David.
Good one. Not too technical. Do electromagnetic fields like television or microwaves affect in a negative way the body?
Yes, you're 100% correct, and I'm glad that you asked me this question, because a lot of confusion is actually going on. The difference between pulsed electromagnetic field therapy and all the other frequencies flying around in the air freely from cell phones and all the devices you just mentioned yourself are completely different. Pulsed electromagnetic fields are low-frequency pulsing fields, which are a far cry from the high frequencies which are generated by the other devices you mentioned. It's incomparable, and the World Health Organization has a lot of studies going on to find out if indeed, for instance, cell phones or antennas from cell phones may cause actually cancer. But again, these are working on megahertz frequencies, and which are incomparable with the very low pulsing frequencies being used with these kind of devices. It's completely different. The only thing is that they have similar names. That's problematic, and that's why I'm so glad that you asked this question.
Me too, because that definitely alleviates a lot of misconceptions, and I'm glad you pointed out that this has nothing to do with that, with cell phones or microwaves. It's a completely different band of frequencies that are in a different part of the electromagnetic spectrum. Is that accurate to say it that way?
That's 100% correct.
Good. Well, we're almost out of time.
Yeah, thanks for the call, David.
David, thank you very much for that call. So in summing up, Ben, what would you like to say to the folks?
I'm very glad that we are able to bring this technology to the wide public, because we see the beneficial effects of pulse electromagnetic fields if applied correctly. And this is one of the things, because there seem to be all kind of other companies, if you may call them.
Right. But I just want to say thank you so much for your time, for calling us in the middle of the night from Israel.
All right. So you allow me to go to bed now?
Yeah, you can go to bed now. And God bless you. And thank you so much for helping us here in the northwest of the United States of America.
It was a pleasure being a guest of your show, and I enjoyed myself tremendously.
Me
thank
too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, we got to wrap things up, Dr.
So we wish everyone well, and we hope that, and I hope sincerely that this technology will be able to help people alleviate suffering. God bless, and have a great day.
On 93.9 KPDQ-FM.